Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Mets and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting second, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting third, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting seventh, the catcher, Mackie Sasser. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Lenny Harris. Batting second, the left fielder, Cal Daniels. Batting third, the shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Todd Benzinger. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Luis Quiñones. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Armstrong. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jack Armstrong. And now, play ball. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Magadan hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Larkin hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sasser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries misplays the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Benzinger moves to second. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster misplays the ball. That's an error on Elster. Benzinger scores. Quiñones moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Armstrong bunts towards the mound. Gooden fields it and throws to first for the out. Quiñones moves to third. Reed moves to second. 2 outs. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gooden hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Gooden reaches second base with a double. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Benzinger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Reds. David West now pitching. Marty Brown pinch hits for Barry Larkin. Marty Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marty Brown now playing third base. Lenny Harris now playing shortstop. Luis Quiñones now playing second base. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to third. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Jeffries. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Jeffries steals second. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Benzinger hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Benzinger reaches second base with a double. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Benzinger scores. It's 4 to nothing, Reds. Jeff Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jack Armstrong is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Armstrong is 0 for 0 in the game. Armstrong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 0 for 1 in the game. Elster strikes out. 1 out. David West is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. West strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daniels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Daniels hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Magadan reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Magadan scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of O'Neill. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Rob Dibble now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Daniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sasser is 0 for 2 in the game. Sasser strikes out. There goes Strawberry. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elster is 0 for 2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. There goes Davis. The throw from Sasser to Elster, and Davis is out. 2 outs. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Benzinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Benzinger hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli pinch hits for David West. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. 1 out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown juggles the ball. That's an error on Brown. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Magadan hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Luis Quiñones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Quiñones hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Griffey pinch hits for Rob Dibble. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Franco now pitching. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Lombardi pinch hits for Mackie Sasser. Phil Lombardi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Mets 2. The Reds will come to bat. Phil Lombardi now catching. Mark Kerrion now playing right field. Lenny Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Daniels is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Daniels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Daniels hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Kerrion. Daniels reaches second base with a double. Rolando Rooms pinch runs for Cal Daniels. Marty Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Rooms. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Marty Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kerrion. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Reds. Todd Benzinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Benzinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Benzinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rolando Rooms now playing left field. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Elster is 0 for 3 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Franco fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Rick Aguilera. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson strikes out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Franco. Wilson moves to second. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 0 for 4 in the game. Samuel strikes out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Franco fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.